If I said Washington DC and Nunthorpe at you, would you think I'd gone mad?
No, very much so. That's where he could end up next. Fast pace and falling down the horses, he'd love. That's very possible.
Clearly, it's a big week for you. This York fixture is one I know that you target every year.
Yeah, it's obviously important meeting, and Churchill looks like he's going to go there, so we look forward to it.
Churchill against Barney Roy, Mark, that's a real one to lick the lips about, isn't it?
Yeah, hopefully, Mike, we're happy with him, and hopefully, look forward to it.
You've been looking for a mile and a quarter, haven't you? I mean, it really is now or never for the mile and a quarter, isn't it?
Well, if he's going to go there now, we need to try it now, but we always felt that it would be well within his compass.
Any idea what else you might take to the meeting at this stage, or is this week really decision week?
No, Cliffs of Moher might go. This horse might go to the Nunthorpe. I suppose we might run a filly in the fillies race. I suppose that'll be the size of it. And then we've some in the Eber. I don't know what's going to get in. It's a little bit difficult for a 3-year-old there. But obviously the Churchill will be the main one.
And obviously you've got loads in the Voltigeur. You normally put something in the Voltigeur en route to a possible tilt at the Ledger, don't you? Would you be thinking of doing the same again this year?
Yeah, Capri is in it. Venice Beach is in it. That type of horse, they're all there. Horse 1 in Leopardstown the other night is in it. So we have 3 or 4 possibles for that, Mike.
Is this week really sort of decision week, and by this time next week you'll more or less have a firm idea? Is that a fair way of looking at it?
Yeah, I think so. Probably up to Wednesday, maybe Thursday, we'll have it decided, but it'll be the next 3 or 4 days will probably decide how they are.